in the region. They're not kidding. They once dropped off a porta potty on the corner of a parade route. That's what you get with R&R Sanitation. Service, reliability, dependability. They're clean and they're bigger, which makes them cleaner longer, which means you don't spend as much money servicing them. R&R Sanitation, St. Louis owned, St. Louis operated. They're the best. Having some work done on the house? Are you in charge of a charitable event? Maybe a construction firm? The point is R&R Sanitation porta potties, 314-776-4000. They're bigger, they're better, and they're made better, which means they're better porta potties. And I know you're laughing. Really? Is he selling porta potties? Yes, I am, because there's nothing worse than having a bad porta potty. That's why you need R&R Sanitation, 314-776-4000 or rnrportabletoilets.com. They want your stinking business. R&R Sanitation.
If you're one of the millions of Americans with type 2 diabetes, please listen closely to the following message. Have you been diagnosed with type 2 diabetes? Are you having trouble controlling your blood sugar levels? Have you also had a heart attack, stroke, or other circulatory risks? If so, you may qualify for a research study in our area evaluating the cardiovascular safety and effectiveness of an investigational medication for type 2 diabetes. To qualify, you must be 18 years or older, diagnosed with type 2 diabetes, experiencing difficulty managing your blood sugar levels, and have had a previous heart attack, stroke, or are at risk of these illnesses. Qualified participants will receive all study-related care and study medication at no cost. Health insurance is not required. Please call Mercy Health Research at 314-251-8893. Call now, 314-251-8893. That's 314-251-8893.
The Big 550 is your home for everything Mizzou, especially on Mizzou Mondays this fall. Tune in this Monday night from 6 till 9 for Mizzou Monday, live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill in South City with John Hadley and Jim Huer. We'll recap the last game, preview the next game, and for everyone at Friendly Sports Bar and Grill, we'll have more fun off the air. Mizzou Mondays, live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill in South City, brought to you by Ivanovich Vodka, award-winning imported vodka from the Netherlands, 5 times distilled and available in straight 80 proof and 10 mouthwatering flavors, and the Big 550 KTRS. We are Mizzou.
Pinions Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear.
Partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM.
Oh, we're full of chat and we're full of chit, and we think you'll get lots of
hot, erotic, no holds barred excitement.
That's us. That's us.
Yeah. We're about to get Pinions Playhouse on the air.
Well, good afternoon and welcome. I just realized today is 10-10-13. A lot of people right now wondering, what does that mean? Why did they do that? We don't know. Just another one of these stupid things that we do because we can. But it is the October 10th edition of Pinions Playhouse, brought to you by what I would say, in all honesty, is the most fun store I might have ever been in my life, Amini's. What a blast it is to go in this place. Chesterfield Valley, Amini's. Uh-oh, that was sloppy. It was very awkward and sloppy. There should not have been that big gap in there. What happened?
Then it stopped.
And now to explain what happened, here's Peon.
Computers.
Is it the computer?
Yeah.
Way to go. Blame it.
Hey!
All right, now we're back into it. Our control board is manned by Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And if you are getting ready to switch jobs, then now would be a great time to call Mark and Jason for an absolutely free consultation.
What does that cost?
It's absolutely free. For their phone number and more, go to markandjason.com. Hello to the chicks.
See, sometimes I try to throw him to see if he's just memorized it or if he really knows what he's saying. He knows what he's saying.
Oh, yeah.
He really does. man whose shirt lost its curse last night.
Yep.
A man who wore the same Cardinal shirt for many, many, many games. And every time he did, they would lose. And then it didn't work last night. And I think a lot of people are glad it didn't. Dan Strauss in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody, and go Cardinals.
And hi to Sue, especially to Sue.
Yes, hello, Sue.
Hebe Jimenez is exhausted, but you'd never know it by his laugh. He worked the stadium last night. They needed extra security. Who do they call? Hebe. Mm-hmm. They called in Hebe. Bernice is in heaven.
Two horses behind you.
Rat Boy wants to know if today's joke is going to be the what joke?
Cheese.
No, it's the sausage joke.
Yeah, that's
not the cheese joke. You didn't even... Oh, boy. How long have you been part of the show? A long time. You should know better than that. Give
Are
it up if you
the
would.
Sausage joke today?
No. Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra. No, the sausage joke is reserved for special occasions in the company of listeners at a charitable dinner or maybe on vacation when we go this year to, which we are, going to Cabo San Lucas. If someone wants a private telling of the sausage joke, it's one of the perks of going on the trip. Sausage joke has not been told on the show for, 14 years?
Easy.
A long time ago.
Easy, yeah.
We're brought to you by Amini's. I'm not a shopper. I'm not a store person, really. Women, and some men, I've known a guy in my life. I still know him. We're not close friends, but he loves to shop for shoes. In fact, come to think of it, I know one other guy who does. He used to go out of town to buy shoes if he heard there was some special sale on some particular brand of shoes out of town, like a woman. I'm not that way about stores. A department store is kind of a department store. You know, they're kind of all the same. Except for Amini's. And the first time I went into Amini's, I actually went in because somebody said to me when I couldn't find shuffleboard dust or ice or whatever you want to call it, they said, oh, Amini's has it. And I said, that big place in the valley with a big dome? They said, yeah, they have it. And sure enough, they did. And then when I went in there to get it, I looked around and I went, whoa, wait a minute. They got a whole lot more than just this can of shuffleboard ice. They have some spectacular shuffleboard games. They have foosball. And I started walking through the place and pinball. I love pinball. I have always liked pinball. In the early 80s, I went to a guy's home. He had a small little get-together at his house. And in the entrance to his house, in the entryway, he had a pinball machine. I'd never seen that in somebody's house. I had seen it in restaurants, bars, but... Wow, and it had strobe lights, and it was real high-tech, and I thought, how cool is this? Have a pinball machine in your house. And then many, many years later, I ended up with a pinball machine. I bought a used one, and then another used one, and then I only have one that's new. I have three. One of them I bought brand new, and it's Monster Bash, a real collectible pinball machine, I now find out. Amini's has pinball machines. You want a pinball machine for your basement? For your family room, whatever. There you go. It's at Amini. Arcade games. You want to go back. A peon, we now realize as a young kid, was consumed with games, video games.
Yes.
Atari and Donkey Kong and whatever.
With Michael Jackson.
Yeah, he had to play them along with Michael Jackson. But he could go back in time. And that's what happens. You'll see peon when you get older. That's why guys rebuild cars from their teenage years. Some guy puts a GTO back together. It's a way to go back. And you can go to Amini's and take yourself back to the 80s or whenever. Or modern day games and jukeboxes. I've always loved a jukebox. There's something hypnotic about a jukebox. You stare at the bubbles and the lights. Sound was always good out of a jukebox. Even back in the old days when the 45s, remember how great a jukebox sounded? It had killer bass and yeah. A jukebox would fill a dance floor with music. They have today's jukeboxes, literally electronic jukeboxes that you download and touch screen. It's incredible. They have a very affordable one that's a $21.99 that's on sale right now that your iPad becomes the screen on the jukebox. A lot of other great stuff to look at, from just a couple of $100 to several thousands of dollars and everything in between. Something to transform your home into the place not only you don't want to leave, but other people want to come and visit. It's Amini's. There is not another store even close to being like Amini's in the valley of the jolly ho-ho-ho green giant. Actually, it's in Chesterfield Valley. And it's right between those big outlet malls, right there in the heart, in the center. You can't miss it. Under the Copper Dome, A-M-I-N-I-S, online at aminis.com. From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring the man who was gracious enough to push his segment back a while so we could talk about strip clubs.
Yeah.
And that would be, of course, Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Limprist in the All Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. We'd love it when you need a cab if you would call Laclede Cab. You don't even have to call them. Not if you have the app, and the app is free, and it's STL Taxi. Laclede Cab. And now, here's Bill Cleveland.
Hey, Billy. Hello, everybody.
Hey, Bill, I got a book that I think you'd really enjoy. It's the new book by Henry Bushkin. Henry Bushkin was Johnny Carson's attorney. Have you seen this book?
I have not.
It just came
out. This is the one about where he's wanted dead by the mob, is it?
Yes, and it just came out. My wife picked it up at one of the bookstores, and I've started reading it. It's pretty interesting. It's so far, at least, not quite what I was hoping it would be, but I think it may be headed that way. But he was Carson's attorney for about 20 years, and he tells some really interesting stories that I think you'd get, because I know you're, like I am, you're a big fan of the talk show people.
Yeah, absolutely.
And one of the things I have learned so far, and his attorney had was privileged to all Johnny's personal financial information, was that, amazingly, like a lot of big stars and a lot of athletes, Carson was a terrible investor, and well into his very successful career on The Tonight Show, had virtually no cash, no money. He had stuff. He had a lavish lifestyle, but he didn't know how to save or invest, and he made a lot of really bonehead investments. I don't even remember. He gave John DeLorean $500,000 to go into that motor car company, the DeLorean, and this went bust, lost it all. Didn't DeLorean go to prison for cocaine?
I think so.
Yeah.
And you probably have so many people pulling you in so many different directions, telling you to do this, do this, do that with your money that, if you don't have any common sense when it comes to finances, you could get screwed.
Well, he mentioned the Johnny Carson line of clothing, because Carson was a real sharp dresser. So I remember when the Johnny
Suits,
Carson
right?
line of clothing came out. Well, Bushkin says that Carson settled for a salary and didn't even own a piece of that company. The money went to the investors, and Carson just got whatever the salary was. It's pretty interesting how a guy who's that good at one thing is that bad at other things. And he said that by Carson's own admission, he was a horrible dad, a horrible husband. He really didn't care about anybody else. He had no idea how to have a relationship with anybody or put anybody else even a distant second from himself. It's a pretty good, interesting study from a guy who knows, Bushkin, Henry Bushkin, if you get a chance.
So that's why I try to be bad at everything, so people aren't surprised.
Well, join the club. And we've done a pretty good job of being bad at We said, let's do a really bad radio show, and then people think we're really brilliant at something else. And I think we've done a pretty good job.
Not too good, not too bad.
That's right, Lars.
Right on the cutting edge
that's
of
motto.
Mediocre.
That's
I
right,
am
Lauren.
The world's worst producer.
Right, what do you got, Bill?
Yeah, well, Senator Chuck Grassley. He's from Iowa, 80 years old, the second oldest member of the U.S. Senate. He's running for re-election.
All right.
Yeah, he'll be traveling the state of Iowa in a bus with its left turn signal on the entire way. Traveling around town. And eight members of Congress were arrested at an immigration rally on Tuesday. Because so many members were arrested in one day, Congress has been named an honorary NFL team.
All right.
Speaking of the NFL, former Miami teammate Channing Crowder said Ricky Williams smoked marijuana the night before he ran for a Dolphins record 228 yards.
I don't believe
that. I don't know. If marijuana was really a performance enhancer, don't you think Willie Nelson would be a seven-time Tour de France champion?
No, he'd be in the Olympics.
Yeah. And finally, this afternoon... Oh, boy, an estimated 1.3 tons of cocaine was found on a commercial airline flight inside 30 suitcases with a street value of $270 million.
Whoa!
Yeah. Unfortunately, at the check 30 suitcase, the airline charged them $280 million.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of cocaine. The Bill Cleveland segment brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM cab company, and from downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Cleveland on Big 550 KTRH.
Thank you, Bill.
Yeah. You're welcome. Bye.
Yeah, bye-bye. How do you have the guts to check?
Yeah, I wonder if was that an inside job.
That's a lot of luggage and a lot of cocaine. Man, Bill Cleveland, courtesy of Laclede Cab. The app again is STL Taxi. Yesterday, when I left here, I got on, as I usually do, Highway 40. I take the Page Extension, jump over, take 141 down to 40, jump on 40, right about just past the Clarkson Olive exit. And we had just talked about this. I mean, we had just talked about these big chunks of tire retreads from these trucks right in front of me. And I don't know if the truck, if it flew off the truck's own wheel or if the truck hit it and kicked it up. A chunk of rubber that I would say was easily 3 feet long. And I don't know the weight, but I got a pretty good idea what that stuff weighs. So you're talking about 5 to 10 pounds of rubber. Flew up in the air, and I mean missed my windshield by maybe a foot.
You were just talking about that.
Yeah, we were.
And we had just gone on the air, and I had said, because last weekend, coming back from Jeff City, I said, I must have seen 50 pieces of rubber, these chunks of retreads on the side of the road. We got to find a way to shut this down, either get a better adhesive process or stop doing retreads. And then last night going home, I just couldn't believe how close that thing came to coming into my windshield. Freaky. Former Red Sox pitcher Curt Schilling is absolutely completely broke. He is selling his furniture, his exercise equipment, everything from his home.
Wow.
An estate sale company is going to take care of it this Saturday. 7-bedroom, 8,000-square-foot home. I mean everything from the sofa, the rockers on the porch, the piano, his punching bag, his golf cart, the artificial plants in the house, a baseball glove chair, his clothing. He's being sued by a company. He borrowed $75 million to start a video game company. It went bankrupt. He has lost everything. Curt Schilling has lost, he says, in his words, every penny he earned in baseball.
Wow.
How about that?
He was the bloody sock guy.
Yeah.
With Boston.
I'm sure he made $100 million. Easy.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's gone.
Wow.
It is gone. How about
unbelievable.
That? Some people just, everything they do seems to hit, and other people, they take one big risk and gone. The number one, and Dan, you need to know this for Alyssa. And Alyssa, if you're listening, pay close attention to this. The number one danger, the most dangerous distraction for teenagers driving is not their iPhones, not their iPods or pads, or it's other teenagers in the car. And I believe this.
Mm-hmm.
And when my kids all got their driver's license, we had a hard rule, no exceptions. No kids for 6 months in the car with you. No other teenagers. And that was the deal. 6 months till you get really comfortable and know what you're doing. And then we allowed a front seat passenger, and it was like a year before anybody in the back seat. Back seat's the worst. Kids back there yakking and telling. So you need to know that, parents. It may seem a little tough. Your kids are going to get mad at you. I hate you. You know, just let them go. Let them say all they want to say, but stick to it. No other teenagers in the car. It's the number one distraction that kills teenagers driving.
And it's a good thing if I call her, she'll answer and go, I'm driving, I'll call you back. And
good.
She does. She hangs up.
Does she have Bluetooth?
No,
she doesn't. Put Bluetooth in the car. You do it aftermarket.
Yeah.
You can do it aftermarket. And she's got hands-free. It's just one less thing to deal with. There's a businessman in Kansas City named Khalid Kwazani, 35 years old, who 3 years ago pleaded guilty to providing financial support to Al-Qaeda. He's openly sworn allegiance to Al-Qaeda. Now, again, this is a businessman in Kansas City, right down the highway, Al-Qaeda supporter. He's been sentenced to 14 years in prison. Here's the part of the story that blew me away. They used the term providing financial support to Al-Qaeda, and then they disclosed the amount. $23,000. Really? That's it? I was waiting to see and provided $15 million. No, 23 grand. Oh, here's the lesson learned here. Even 23 grand will get you 14 years in prison. Good, as it should. It says he had pledged more, but they caught him. They caught him before he could get more than $23,000 to him. There is a product on the market. In fact, there are other products too, but this one's called Getaway Gray. And apparently, the new big thing in supplements is it's a pill, and there are a couple of others on the market you can take, and you will not have gray hair. If you have gray hair, it has to grow on out, but then from the root down, the next hair that comes out will be back to your natural color. They've somehow figured out a way.
Really?
Yeah. And it's a big deal called Getaway Gray. No more gray hair.
Wow.
But there are... What is it with people that they just don't want to look like they're supposed to look? Like Bruce Jenner and Kenny Rogers. I mean, they stretch their faces. Yeah. I saw a guy, I was in the First Community Credit Union today, and there was a guy next to me at the window. Honest to goodness, somebody be doing this guy a favor if they said, hey, man, do you have any idea how bad your dyed hair look? It's obvious you're 80 years old and you've got this really dark head of hair, not one gray hair. If you're going to do this, at least put a few gray hairs in there. He looked hideous.
That person we know that dyes their hair jet black as could be.
Who is it? Somebody here?
Mm-hmm. It used to be.
Yeah.
Really? You have to tell me off the air. I forget who. I know who
it's interesting.
I know who it is. Yeah, George. Come on, man. Come on.
I wasn't going to say.
Well, I'll say it.
Yeah.
George, we like you. Back off on the shoe polish black on the hair.
Oh, it was really, really, it was like, whoa, it's really black.
But that's interesting, isn't it, how you can take a pill, it gets in your system, and it somehow tells your hair,
go
back to whatever color it was. Now, this Ariel Castro, the scumbag that kidnapped these girls, and for 10 years he held them up in Ohio, the story initially was that he had hung himself in prison, or hanged himself, whichever it is, in prison because they found him hanging with a sheet. Well, now they're saying that it looks like he died as a result of autoerotic asphyxiation. You know, that's that deal where you choke yourself and then you play with yourself, and sometimes if it doesn't go right, you die. Because they said when he was hanging, he had his pants down around his ankles. Now, let me just say this. Sometimes people, I think, jump to conclusions. That doesn't necessarily mean that he was pleasuring himself just because his pants were. What if he decided, I'm going to hang myself, and I want to make this as disgusting and repulsive as I can. I'm going to pull my pants down, and then when I hang myself, the poop will run down the back of my legs, and everybody will have to see that. Maybe that's what he wanted to do.
Where was his hand?
Well, it doesn't matter, because when you die, your hand falls to your side, Dan.
It won't stay
His
there.
Hand's not going to freeze on his wiener.
Oh, okay. That'd be a good look.
You know, on one hand, you go, wow, how embarrassing. Well, this guy, how could he be more embarrassed? Yeah. He's a kidnapping pervert. What does he care? But now they're saying that's what it was. It was a self-pleasure gone wrong. And I've said this before, too. There's people that have to search for ways to have sex and do things to make it better. It's already pretty good.
Yeah.
Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
Since we are getting close to Halloween season, and since John Carney yesterday or the day before was talking about his Halloween costume and how he only had 2 weeks to get it together, I thought, well, let's go ahead and do a Halloween party joke. And this is a story of a guy who has gone with his wife to an office Halloween party. It's like, you know how this place is always having parties?
Oh, sure. Constantly.
The KTRS, this party, the KTRS. Yeah. No, wait. I'm thinking about when I worked for Gannett. Sorry. So this guy and his wife go to the company Halloween party, and the next morning, it was Friday night, so Saturday morning, he wakes up with a massive hangover and headache. And he comes into the kitchen. It's like 11 o'clock. He slept so late. And he sits down and says, whoa, what a headache. I must have really had a lot to drink last night. And his wife says, oh, you had more than a lot to drink. You were quite the show. And he says, well, what do you mean? I don't really remember anything? She says, oh, I don't doubt that. I don't doubt that you don't remember. You were hammered. And as I said, put on quite a show. He said, well, what did I do? She said, well, it's not so much what you did, it's what you said. My goodness gracious. You tore your costume off and you're running around your boss's house naked, shaking your thing at people, and then you proceed to call him an a-hole in his own house. He's your boss in front of everybody. And then you started making fun of his wife and how ugly she was. And then you went into something about your boss's breath and how it was like he had chewed on a dead animal carcass or something. And it just went on and on and on. He says, oh, my goodness. Well, how did it end? She said, oh, it ended with your boss firing you in front of everybody. He said, what? She said, oh, yeah. Right, I think right after you called him an a-hole and said something about his wife's face and... Yeah, right about then he fired you in front of everybody. He said, I've been with that company for 25 years. I have a little too much to drink at one party. I say some things, and he fires me? She said, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He said, well, screw it. She said, oh, don't worry, I did. You start back Monday.
Here comes Tim Weiland, Airborne. He's going to give you traffic, Tim.
Yeah, we've got a few problems out there on eastbound 270. You're already stop and go from McDonald through New Florence, and now there's an accident at 367 blocking the right lane, so look for slowdowns around the Halls Ferries through that area. Also on eastbound 40 at Timberlake, or just before Timberlake Manor, the left lane is blocked, and there is a school bus on the right shoulder across from that, so you've got heavy traffic from approaching Chesterfield Parkway West up to Timberlake Manor. Westbound 40, you already have that slowdown between Compton and Van Deventer, then from the Science Center through McCausland, and then there's an accident at Ballas, just before Ballas, that's on the right shoulder, but there must be debris in the right lane because everybody's slowing down, and you're heavy from Clayton Warson out through Ballas, and then you're slow again, long road to the Boone Bridge. You'll find about a 2 mile slowdown also as you approach Research Park overpass going to just west of Highway K. Southbound 270, still stop and go approaching Olive through Doherty Ferry. You've got stop and go traffic on southbound 170 between Olive and Highway 40. Northbound 170, that was heavy. Highway 70 all the way up through 270. And this traffic report is brought to you by Exxon and Mobil. At Exxon and Mobil, their gasoline connects with your engine to help you get better fuel economy. Learn more at fuelingconnections.com. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
If you're talking about it, we're talking about it. This is the Big 550
KTRS.
Live and local.
Depend on it.
Are you retired or retiring soon? If so, I need to ask you a few important questions. Do you have a plan to provide a steady, predictable income for life? Do you have a plan to protect your assets from market losses? Do you have a plan to reduce the impact of taxes and inflation? Hi, I'm Lori Heise.
And I'm Ken Heise. If you answered no to any of these questions, call Heise Advisory Group to schedule a no-obligation review of your retirement income plans. You'll also get a free copy of 10 Things to Know About Planning Your Retirement Income just for calling. We have a combined 45 years of experience in financial services serving those that are retired or close to retirement.
Call Heise Advisory Group today at 314-909-1116. That's 314-909-1116.
Heise Advisory Group. Financial security in any economy.
Warning. If you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to change the station because there's an alternative to bankruptcy and it's faster than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to change the station now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. is available to settle your debt, too. You may reduce your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-400-3757. That's 1-800-400-3757. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-400-3757. 1-800-400-3757. 1-800-400-3757.
Be honest. Will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait until you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-616-5339. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-616-5339. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-616-5339. That's 1-800-616-5339.
Remember Bob and Sarah, who were suffering from decoratophobia, the fear of making a decorating boo-boo?
That's us!
They flipped through the decorating magazines and watched decorating shows, but none of that cured their bad case of decoratophobia. Then Sarah made a bold decision.
I went to Reinecke Decorating Center.
Yep, she went to Reinecke Decorating Center.
Smart move, because family-owned Reinecke and DePere is the home of Decorator Select wall coverings. Choose your wall coverings today, take it home, and hang it today. And if you don't see your pattern, new patterns are arriving weekly. And if paint is your choice and you don't see your color in one of over 3,000 Benjamin Moore paint colors, bring your color choice in and Reinecke will match it. Unlike the big box stores, the majority of Reinecke staff members have over 20 years of experience in paint and decorating. And at the DePere location, Reinecke's decorators can help you choose the right color palette, wall coverings, and blinds to help you overcome your decoratophobia.
We're cured! It's a miracle!
Reinecke Decorating Centers has two locations on Manchester Road in DePere and in Brentwood.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri. And before the game, it's all about the tailgating. Burgers, sausage and peppers, onions, hot wings, you name it. But come game time, if you got yourself a whole bunch of heartburn, roll out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For indigestion and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
Pepsi Roll, donate to help the children.
For decades, you've seen them, knights in yellow armor, volunteering to make a difference. Thanks to your donations to the Drive for Persons with Developmental Disabilities, the new 11,000-square-foot Knights of Columbus Developmental Center is now open at SSM Cardinal Glennon Children's Medical Center. The center is a leader in the early diagnosis and intervention for autism and other learning difficulties.
Thank you, sir.
Honor these knights this weekend, October 11th through 13th. Your gift can make an impact in the life of a child.
God bless you. And enjoy the Tootsie Roll.
Hi, you can't see me because of radio, and I can't see you because I'm totally blind. My blindness doesn't hold me back, but I fight to stay awake during the day because I'm not sleeping through the night. Often I struggle to concentrate and just keep up. Sound familiar? You're not alone. But this is not a sleep disorder. It's actually now I'm 24. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmorenon24.com or call 855-856-2424.
Hey, Claire.
Hi, Ann.
How you doing?
Amazing.
Good answer. What's going on?
Well, I've started taking Amberen. It's a hormone-balancing supplement for women like us who are over 40. Amberen helps you get rid of hot flashes, sleeplessness, and other menopause symptoms.
You make me want to try Amberen.
Oh, Claire, you should do it. And if you want to try Amberen before you buy it, all you have to do is just ask them for a free sample.
Wow, free?
Call now and ask for your free sample of Amberen at 1-800-417-1738. That's 1-800-417-1738.
Hurry into Sears Auto Center for great deals on America's most trusted battery, DieHard. Plus, take advantage of a free battery check at Sears Auto Center. See store for details.
Sunday afternoons at 3, the Big 550 will be legal.
It's Law Talk Live with Chris Dysart, a new show that provides critical information you need to protect your legal rights. Join Chris Dysart, a former federal prosecutor, and co-host Kelly Jackson as they help you take on a greedy, selfish world. Chris answers your legal questions and discusses legal decisions that impact you and interviews cutting-edge guests about topics that can change your life for the better. Join Law Talk Live with Chris Dysart, Sundays at 3 on the Big 550 KTRS.
New rendition.
Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine. Yeah. When you gonna let me get sober? Let me alone, let me go home. Let me go.
What was the big group in the Kingston Trio? Remember those guys?
Yeah.
I like this.
This is the Jokers 2. It's a friend of mine's father-in-law, Charlie Wyler. He used to have a band, the Jokers 2. And this
it's a nice, refreshing change of pace. Another rendition of Bottle of Wine, which means it's time to talk to Mike Evans, a man who has his wallet out and is ready to plunk down money for those Dodgers. We'll take his money. And we also want you to know that he is brought to you by Annie Guns. Annie Guns Restaurant in the Smokehouse Market. My son and his wife will be dining there tomorrow night to celebrate their 6th anniversary. If you've never been, you need to go. Smokehouse Market is a great place for terrific gift ideas, not just for the holidays, but anytime. Get yourself a gift certificate. You got a special occasion, you want to do it right, Annie Guns Restaurant. Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, Mike Evans.
Give it in.
Let's get right to it. I don't care how you break it up there. You know, Frank puts up half, and the rest of you, whatever, whatever.
Well, hold on here. Well, hold on. Dan told me 100 total. I'm in for 100 just myself against you.
Oh, well, let's do 100 for you and me, and 100 with the crew.
Well, all right, let's just do this. You guys in for 20 apiece?
Sure.
Or 25? What do you want to make?
Whatever.
Yeah.
20 apiece for those two. 100 for me.
140. So,
140 total that you will be out.
I don't want you. Well, I don't have to say Frank pays his bet, but you other two clowns, you got to pay your bet. I pay my bet.
I can vouch for them. They will pay, but in this case, they're not going to have to, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
All right. So there you go. I have the Dodgers. You have the St. Louis Cardinals.
Yeah. Done.
Good luck.
A done deal.
Same to you.
Good luck to us.
See, you're just a horrible sport.
No, I'm in it to win
it. He's competitive.
I'm in it to win it.
You ever heard of sportsmanship?
Very competitive.
Yeah, I've heard of it.
Oh, you've heard of it.
He'll say a good game after we beat
you
guys.
Oh, sure, if you win, I'll pay you and go, good for you, man.
Yeah, he does do that. I'll give him that.
But I'm out to get it.
Pop quiz question. Name the name of the celebrity who can solve any Rubik's Cube in under 2 minutes.
Whoa.
Justin Bieber. Paris Hilton. Selena Gomez.
Oh, yeah.
Answer in a minute. Movie review. The Secret Life of Walter Mitty is about a flunky that works at Life magazine who has an amazing imagination that takes him from Afghanistan to Greenland to Iceland and just about everywhere else. Ben Stiller is fabulous as Walter Mitty. It originally was done by Danny Kaye back in 1947. This Forrest Gumpish adventure fantasy comedy, not deep but thoroughly entertaining, rated PG-13, 114 minutes, 3 stars.
All right.
This doesn't come out for another month. Remember, tomorrow, Captain Phillips, that's the movie to see.
Oh, I'm going
to
see that.
4 stars. News item, there's going to be an incredible unseen amount of security at the Chicago Marathon Sunday. Authorities very worried of another possible Boston Marathon type of event. Learning more about celebrities that got ripped off by Bernie Madoff. Bernie Madoff ripped off Zsa Zsa Gabor for $30 million.
Wow. Man.
You know, the surprise there is that she had $30 million.
True. Kevin Bacon, $20
million. Wow.
John Malkovich, $9
million. How much did the...
Sandy Koufax, $5 million.
What were you going to ask?
How much did that Prince Van, what's his name, milk out of her, though?
Von.
Oh, yeah, he took more from her than Madoff.
Yeah, probably more than 30.
Exactly. Zsa Zsa's husband.
Another great New York Post headline. So the story is about a woman who was arrested for not wearing her top while sunbathing in a park.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
But the case was thrown out because in New York City...
It's legal.
Yeah. If a man is allowed to be without a shirt on, a woman can be without a shirt on.
And you know what? I had read that before, and I don't think a lot of people are aware of that. You can literally go into New York City and walk right down the street in Manhattan if you're a woman, topless.
Absolutely. Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
So they threw the case out. Here's the New York Post headline. Are you ready?
Yeah.
topless woman, senseless bust.
Oh, I get it. Bust. Good,
see what you did there?
Good word.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Thinking out loud about the Kardashians, who like to sort of position themselves as a very American happy family. Let's see. Now, Kris Kardashian divorced Robert Kardashian.
Right.
And, well, Kris is now divorcing Bruce Jenner.
Right.
Khloe's divorcing Lamar Odom.
Uh-huh.
Kim Kardashian divorced Kris Humphries. Remember
mm-hmm.
that?
Right.
Just a matter of time before Kim dumps Kanye West. Doesn't sound like the happiest family around.
No.
The good thing, though, and I think we talked about yesterday, is that now with no prenup, Bruce is going to get a lot of money, and he can finally get that facial work done.
I don't think there's any fiction that says
he needs that.
Hey, Kanye thinks that Kim Kardashian should have a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
I couldn't agree more.
Yeah.
She's a huge star.
Sure.
Yeah,
a great actress and a huge star.
Mm-hmm.
Kris Jenner is dating a rapper 25 years her junior.
Oh, there's a shocker.
Yeah, big surprise.
A couple of odds and ends. Last month, Simon Cowell told Miley Cyrus to be outrageous before releasing her next album. She did.
Yeah.
And it's done well for her. Album's out, is selling 3-1 what her last album did. Alicia Silverstone.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Alicia Silverstone. Sleep at the Wheel.
Jessica Alba.
Yeah.
Blake Lively.
Yeah.
Taking a page from Gwyneth Paltrow.
No.
They're all writing cookbooks to be released around Christmas time.
Oh, my goodness.
Mm.
And finally.
Oh, boy. What a pro.
You know, I take the day off tomorrow, Franco, and just concentrate on putting good vibes for your St. Louis Cardinals, who will probably lose the first game.
They may lose the first.
The series, even though it's in St. Louis.
Sometimes we let other teams win the first game. Mm-hmm. Just to throw
yeah, let us win the first game, and then we'll come back with Kershaw and see how that works out for you.
Hey, Mike.
Kershaw is 0-2 against the Cardinals this year.
Yeah.
Just make sure you got 140 buh on hand.
Don't worry about my buh. I got the buh.
Okay.
Who can solve a Rubik's Cube in under 2 minutes? Justin Bieber, Paris Hilton, or Selena Gomez?
I'll say Gomez.
And it kills me to do it, but I'm going to say Bieber.
The answer is Justin Bieber. Mike Alex,
idiots.
Man.
Boy, you must feel stupid.
Can't see that jerk doing anything productive.
No.
But he just looks like the kind of kid that could do the Rubik's Cube thing. Did you ever try to do that?
Yeah.
I can't even come close.
No.
I couldn't do it in a week.
No.
I don't see how. No, it's just a different kind of mind,
I
guess. First Community Credit Union, I was in today. Popcorn was yellow. Tomorrow it'll be red. Cardinals play here. First Community Credit Union, red popcorn tomorrow. Now, that's not. I don't think anybody has ever moved their banking business to First Community because of the popcorn. If they said, well, what brought you to First Community? I don't think they've ever said popcorn. They may have said great car loan rates. I like the service. I've heard of great things from friends about it. When I was in today, they did tell me that a guy had just come in. I just missed him, apparently, who brought all his business over and moved all his banking to First Community. And they must have said, then what brought you to us? And he said, I am AM in the PM.
Yeah.
Whoever you are, and I know there are hundreds of you, if not thousands, thank you. You never know how much that means to us when you do that. And hopefully, if you're listening and you're banking somewhere else, you'll come to your senses and do all your banking at First Community Credit Union. I do not think you'll be sorry that you did that, that you changed where you do your banking. FirstCommunity.com is the website. There are locations all over the place, but most people do most of their banking these days online anyway. First Community Credit Union.
Let's get a look at traffic now. Here's Tim Weiland.
Well, some good news. They've cleared that accident on eastbound 40 at Timberlake Manor. You're just a little bit off the pace between Clarkson and 141 now. We're looking at eastbound 270. Things are thinning out pretty well between McDonald and Lindbergh, but you are slowing from West Florissant out through 367. They're working with an accident there. Eastbound 70, that is running heavy now from Salisbury to the Edward Jones Dome. Southbound 270, still slowing, approaching 40 down through Doherty Ferry. Northbound 170, looks a lot better, just still a little bit heavy right at Airport Road. This traffic report is brought to you by Exxon and Mobil. At Exxon and Mobil, their gasoline connects with your engine to help you get better fuel economy. Learn more at fuelingconnections.com. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
The Big 550 KTRS. We are Mizzou. The Mizzou Tigers head to Athens, Georgia to take on the Georgia Bulldogs.
It's another SEC road game this week for Mizzou. This time against one of the nation's best, the Georgia Bulldogs. I'm Mike Kelly, the voice of the Tigers. Join Howard Richards, Chris Gervino, and me right here.
Coverage begins at 9 a.m. Kickoff is at 11. Get every pass, every play right here Saturday
on the Big 550 KTRS.
Join in the fun this Friday and Saturday at the largest indoor yard sale at the Belle Claire Fairgrounds in Belleville.
You'll find some great deals with over 500 tables under one roof.
If you want to beat the crowd and get a sneak peek,
there's an early bird fee of $5 on Friday from 4 to 7 p.m.
On Saturday, it's free. The largest indoor yard sale is this Friday evening and Saturday till 3 p.m. at the Belle Claire Fairgrounds.
Call 618-223-0052.
Or go to bcfairgrounds.net.
If you're thinking about it, we're talking about it. This is the Big 550
KTRS.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Depend on it.
For your next direct flight to Orlando, take the hassle-free, low-fare, charter line free parking way to fly. Allegiant Airline at Mid-America Airport. Book your flight at flymidamerica.com. Sponsored by the Tourism Bureau, Illinois South.
Shell V-Power Premium Gasoline removes an average of 60% of performance-robbing gunk on intake valves left by low-quality premium gasolines. Choose Shell V-Power and let the excitement begin.
Next time on the Carney Show.
Hey, crew, Carney here. Join us for the Friday edition, end of the week. We go into the weekend together. We'll play games, of course. Tom O'Keefe takes us off to the movies. Speaking of movies, Machete Kills opens up nationwide. Its star, Danny Trejo, spends some time with us, too. That's the Friday Show. We'll see you at 1.
The Carney Show, weekdays from 1 p.m. till 3 on the Big 550 KTRS, live and local.
Bongo means we're out of here. I am on assignment tomorrow, but these guys will be with Paul Harris, and they'll be broadcasting from downtown. Why, is there something going on downtown tomorrow?
I don't know.
Yeah. There must be. I'll check into it. Be nice to Paul. You always are. And thank you for being with us. Have a great... Go Cards, by the way. Have a great Thursday evening, everybody.
From ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. House Majority Leader Eric Cantor says they'll keep talking tonight after what both sides call a positive meeting at the White House between House